Second hour, DDC, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Elijah Campbell. Many things on the board at the Hillside Medical Game Studio. Speaking of, while we're in a little bit of a stall for Lo Neal, where is he? Lorenzo.
I ain't going to say what.
I know you're on West Coast time.
Lo Neal.
Lo.
Oh, bootleg.
I was wondering when you were going to say that.
I know what he's doing, old bootleg.
Oh, preacher, huh?
Exactly.
Well, while we're in a stall for the preacher, let's just go on and give away a copy of MLB The Show 22. Super fun for both hardcore and casual baseball gamers. No matter what your play style, MLB The Show 22 has you covered. You can get it now for PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo consoles at theshow.com. It's rated E for everyone. Let's do caller 8 for Marcus Mariota, the best leader anyone's ever known. Let's do that.
Hey, when I used to play MLB, they just had one pitch, the fastball. I'm sure it's not like that anymore.
I remember you used to play RBI baseball, different. And you could do some sort of pitch in the dot would kind of like wiggle back and forth. It'd be like a knuckleball or something like. It's effective.
And the people in the stands, they all look funny because they wasn't real people.
Yeah, they're like just dots, heads.
Oh, man.
So let's get caller 8 in there. Caller, lucky caller 8, 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Caller 8 will win MLB The Show 22 as the lines explode.
People like the show.
People like it. They want to get their MLB fix.
Oh, Elijah, I wasn't supposed to do that, was I? Whoops, just realized that.
Oh.
You got to give them away. I'll talk to Cliff. I'll talk to people.
What?
That was supposed to be for next hour. Whoops. It's been in there all week to give away, and I just, whoops. Hey, just go on and do it. I've already said it, Elijah. Pull the trigger, and we'll have to do it again next hour. Oh, boy.
There's always something to give away. There's always something.
Oh, boy. Look what the host did. Kind of stepped in it a little bit. So what do you think is the next move for A.J. Brown? What do you think, honestly, is going to happen now? By the way, I mean, look, this is not us creating stuff. It's there, okay? I don't know. Look,
it's low-hanging
like,
fruit. It's
you
low-hanging
guys are
fruit.
Just making this stuff up so you can talk all day about it. No, we're not. We're not making this stuff up. So Ryan Tannehill, remember, he was not present this week and did not speak to anyone because, as Austin Hooper said, he was spending time with his family. Well, he posted stuff on Instagram of him. It looks like he's deep sea fishing somewhere,
looks
right?
Like looks like it's a real relaxing, fun time.
Yeah. Well,
and
if
then,
I were on that boat,
at least
I'd
he has on his Titan blue.
And he does have on. I guess it's a Titan blue.
Yeah,
yes,
it's Titan
kind
blue.
Of a,
yeah,
a dry fit, long sleeve Titan blue shirt, and. Gosh, I know. Because I know people are like, you guys are making this stuff up. You just keep coming after A.J. Brown. We're not making this up. A.J. Brown tweeted, LOL, that was bad timing. He has since deleted that tweet.
Wow. And you're right, Darren. You are right, Darren.
LOL, who? That was bad timing. This is his quarterback.
Exactly.
And then he deletes it.
Absolutely. That is just, I don't. Oh, my goodness. I would never want to commit a crime. I won't, don't prescribe to people committing crimes or anything like that. But, listen, if you do something with somebody, I'm not doing it with A.J. Brown. And, I'm not. Because he going to blast it and then try to erase it. No, I'm not.
Do you
just,
think?
And listen, people, I'm just all joking. I'm joking. I don't prescribe to doing crimes or anything else. Believe me, I don't. But I'm just making an example. Okay, I wouldn't. I'd be like, dude, nah, I can't. Nah, I do this by myself, man.
Do you think he gets a call from Herm Edwards? And like when he puts the tweet out.
Willie, where's Herm been?
Exactly.
But I'm just
we
so
need
funny.
To see Herm more.
Derek and I were just talking about this during the break, Darren. I think some now young adults who are now around AJ's age and probably younger, maybe even a few years older.
Hey, guys, I got to step away. The suit is asking me to come in his office about giving away the prize. So
oh, no.
I got to step away. So hopefully I'll be talking to you guys soon.
It was nice knowing you.
Yeah.
See what happens when you give away a premature prize?
It's been real.
Peace out, guys.
But
if
you've grown up as a person who is – constantly interacting with your friends, your colleagues, some people you don't even know on your phone, right? This is just how people have evolved as how they communicate. I just wonder how that affects some people's ability to control themselves. Like, obviously he goes through a process where he's like, he puts it out there. Look what I just tweeted out. Wait a minute. I shouldn't have tweeted that out.
And people, we're not making this up. We're not out to get anyone.
When in doubt, don't do it. That is why I say Herm Edwards, because he's got this famous speech that he gave years ago at the rookie symposium saying, don't press send. When in doubt, don't press send. Wait overnight. Wait an hour. Wait a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. Don't hit send. Because you can't take it back. Even if it's deleted, it's out there. You're done. It's over.
I guess these young kids don't know who Herm is because he's been missing for a while. Herm has been out of the spotlight. Yeah. You know, he's been coaching and he kind of out of the spotlight. But we're not making this stuff up. We're not like going to search for things and, you know, you guys are just on AJ. No, he's doing this to himself. You know, that's almost like, you know, somebody continuing to do something but blaming everybody else for it. It's like, no, you're the one that's doing it. Realize that. Until you realize it, then, okay, we can't move forward and we're going to continue to go in this circle. If you're doing something that causes people to talk about it, then maybe you need to stop doing that said thing and then people won't talk about it. You know? So we're not sitting here trying to get on AJ or anything else, but he's making it easy for everybody. And maybe, Willie, just maybe, he don't care. You know? Maybe he's like, you know, I don't care.
Well, I think you get numb to it because you probably have grown up. Look, you and I both have kids around the same age who have grown up in that same thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe it just doesn't bother them as much when some uncomfortable thing starts circulating amongst the people you know, and it might be in regards to you or a close friend of yours, and you're like, I might have been devastated just looking at, oh, man, what a sad thing for your friend.
Exactly.
But, well, it's no big deal. It happens all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, they're immune. It's just like,
they're numb to it,
and it happens all the time. So, you know, that's just how we're going to look at it. But, I mean, that is the situation. One, your quarterback, he still has
that may
this,
not have been the smartest.
Exactly,
Instagram
he still has
posted.
This stuff going on. You know, with the fans are still a little perturbed by him with what happened in Cincinnati, and then he didn't really, you know, speak on it. It was all we, and not me. You know, I could have played better. I cost us the game because essentially you really did in a sense, and then you don't come to, you know, the voluntary camps or workouts.
And then the fishing
picture? Okay, it's
where
one
was
thing.
Herm?
Okay,
see,
it's
Ryan's
one thing.
A little bit older. He may have seen Herm
exactly.
in the rookie
so
symposium.
So he understands what Herm said.
Come on. Yeah,
so he's just totally neglecting what Herm said.
He
okay?
did.
But it's Don't one thing in. For Tannehill to put it out, okay? You could say, all right, Tannehill doesn't care. He put it out. That's him. That's because that's his business. Yeah. But then for your star wide receiver to repost it and put LOL too soon or whatever he put, it's like, and then have to delete it. It's like, man, come on. Like, first you said another guy was the best leader you've been around. This is a trend now. This is serious. Yeah. This is serious, people. So when I brought that up and people said, oh, you made too much of it, I've been in this sport. I was in that sport for 15 years. I understand how it operates. I understand what you can't say and what you can say, especially about in regards to the quarterback position.
Right. Now, you remember.
First you put that out.
I was giving him the benefit of the doubt on the Mariota thing. But then when he does this, I have a harder time giving him the benefit of the doubt. Like, wait a minute.
You spoke highly of another player.
Yeah.
And sort of, it was like a backhanded slap to your quarterback. And then you repost this about a quarterback that wasn't at voluntary minicamp and workouts. And I'm sure the people over there in the Titans building are a little bit upset that he wasn't there. And you put that out. It's like, dude, what else you going to do to me? Huh? Something else you going to do to me?
Yeah. We'll find out what will be the next chapter.
Exactly.
It's keeping us entertained, that's for sure. When we come back, we'll have more. We'll see what Darren has after talking to the boss and the controversial giveaway that just happened, and we'll see if we can find Lorenzo Neal. We're still in the holding pattern. What happened to Lowe? We'll see. Stay tuned. This is Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
You can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook every day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you on this gorgeous Friday. Here in Nashville. Don't know where the bootlegger is.
Me
don't
either.
Know where the preacher is.
Storefront. That's where Robbie's somewhere. Storefront. I'm going to text him, dude. Later on. Just storefront.
I mean, he's a stand-up guy, and he's just totally stiff-armed us. He's Derrick Henry. You know, he just Derrick Henry'd us. Just pushed us to the side.
Hey, man. Sometimes when you storefront, man, some things come up that you just can't get out of, you know? Bootleg.
Man. Maybe A.J. Brown's agent was looking at the same thing I was looking at this morning. The U.S. cities with the hottest job markets. Number one is Austin, Texas. Number two, Nashville, Tennessee. So imagine that. We're one of the hottest job markets in the country. Raleigh, North Carolina is three, by the way. There's your top three in the country. Well,
go to the Panthers.
You go to Carolina, and last time I checked, I don't think he can do anything in Austin.
Nah.
Well, Raleigh's a couple hours from Charlotte, right?
Yeah. It's not next door. Down the road.
It's not up the street 5 minutes, but.
Yeah. But that would be.
I mean, maybe
closest.
The market's pretty good in Charlotte, too. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's not in the top five. Nashville, top two.
But do you think that have any bearings on, you know, them saying, well, hey, listen, this is what our number should be because of the situation you're in and the city is thriving?
Well, I do think, as I've always said, your agent should explain to you how much more money you keep by being in Tennessee as opposed to New York or California.
Of course, yeah.
One of those places where the cost of living is a lot higher. The tax code is a lot. The no state income tax is a real thing. Never hear it talked about in football. I hear it talked about in hockey all the time. The Predators have used that advantage. Other teams know that the Predators, the Stars, the Golden Knights, and the two Florida teams – use that to their advantage every year.
But I don't think sometimes athletes look at it from that standpoint. Not to say they're not aware of it, because I'm sure they are. But the optics of it looks better when it says $25 million rather than $23 million.
Yeah.
You know, $23 million in Tennessee or $25 million in New York.
Your agent hasn't taken the time to explain that to you, though.
Exactly. Maybe your agent
he's not
needs
doing
to.
His job. He or she is not doing their job.
Or they probably say, you
that's
know what?
Real
we,
money.
We can make that money up. We'll make it up. Don't worry about it.
Right. You get more endorsements
in
more California or New York.
And, you know, we'll set everything up, you know, money-wise to make sure you get a good return on your money so everything will be fine. Don't worry about it. Because I don't want to ever say that these guys are not educated enough or well-adversed at, you know, whether it be the tax code or
why would
or
you
whatnot.
Want to educate yourself on that? I don't.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
That's why your agent is there.
Exactly.
That's why you hire an agent.
But you at least know, you know, okay, this place
right,
doesn't
basics.
Have a state.
Yeah,
basic stuff. Even though we don't have a state tax, we get taxed for everything else, you know? So guys look at in agents, and we've talked about this before. Agents, it looks good to an agent when he says, I got my guy a deal for 5 years for $110 million or 6 years, but he's not telling you that last year or two is a false year, that you may not ever see that year. More than likely, you won't see that year, those years. He's not telling everyone that. What everyone is seeing and incoming potential clients are seeing is, oh, man, he got A.J. Brown, you know, $110, $20 million. Oh, man, I want that agent. Well, that agent ain't telling you what those last 2 years really, more than likely, we ain't going to see that money, you know. Or he ain't really telling you, you know, how much he really guaranteed to receive. So guys, and I think agents look at the big number. They're not looking at it from a tax standpoint. It just looks good to say, yeah, I'm the highest. Yeah, I average $28 million per. I'm the top wide receiver out there. Well, yeah, you do, but no, you don't.
Now, Darren, I don't know. You missed our discussion, but we'd love to hear your take on this. A.J. Brown is getting teased, rightfully so, for putting out the tweet and then deleting it. Another just a little fun shot at the quarterback. But is the real story here that Ryan Tannehill put a picture of himself fishing? I don't know when that happened. For all we know, that could have been a year ago.
But he still put it up.
But he put it up. He didn't think that went through very well, did he?
Well, it goes to show you, and that was obviously done. This was done, I think, yesterday.
Well, the post was, but that doesn't mean necessarily
and
the picture.
AJ Brown's
and the outing
response
happened.
Was yesterday too. Yeah. LOL, that was bad timing. And then he's obviously since then deleted it. What it tells me, and I don't know. You're right. I had to go see the suit. I don't know what you guys said, but what it tells me is what we've suspected all along, and what we've known, and what we've talked about is that AJ Brown is listening to everything that is being said.
Yeah, but what about Tannehill?
About Ryan Tannehill? No, I'm saying he's. This offseason, he is listening to all the chatter. He knows.
Right. He knows
the
storyline
of
Tannehill.
Land.
Tannehill's not there.
Well, he knows what's being said about him. He knows what's being said about his quarterback. And for him to react like that, it means he's heard all the chatter about Ryan Tannehill this offseason. And I think he probably, you know, all things start off innocent until you realize, oh, I shouldn't have done that, and they're not innocent, and then you end up deleting them. I think it probably started off innocent, and I think that's kind of goes to the bigger picture of what we've been talking about. I think it's, you know, it may be time for AJ to maybe just be quiet for a while.
Okay, but I want to go back to
helping him.
Let's go back to Tano for a second. Derek, you just said it beautifully off the air, better than I could say it, but I had the same thought about the optics of the picture of him fishing, right? You've got the storyline.
Uh-huh. Now, what it does is it tells us,
well.
Willie, he doesn't have any – like, Ryan has no idea what's being
well,
said.
Well, okay.
Nah.
So,
but, yeah. You,
well, maybe not. I don't know. But I don't know the answer to that question. But you have a situation. Mm-hmm. Didn't play well in the playoff game. Hasn't said anything since
really.
After the game. Yeah. Wasn't there this past week. And not only do you have that, then you have this picture. But – you said it well. Like, what would you want to do if you were the quarterback and all that happened in that Cincinnati game?
If I'm the quarterback and, you know, you have a bad game, your season wasn't great either. You declined.
Right. You battled
somewhat,
through
yeah.
it. You had issues.
Exactly.
The numbers weren't as good. But
the numbers
you got them there.
You still got a
number
one
seed.
You still got a home playoff game. Heck, you had home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And then you play horribly in the playoffs. And then you get on a podium and say, we need to play better. No, you need to play better. It's not we. You need to play better. And we win that game. So you have all of that going on. And then, you know, you didn't really address it after nor during the exit interviews. And then when first day of voluntary workout start, as a quarterback or as a leader of the team, you would be thinking like, man, I had a horrible – my season wasn't good. My playoffs definitely wasn't good. I was the reason that we lost that game. I need to be back in that building. They need to see me the first day. Even if I may not be there all the time for voluntary workouts, they need to see me the first day. I need to be there. Set the tone like, I know what happened, and I'm here to make it right. You didn't do that. For whatever reason, you didn't do that. And you don't think Vrabel is a little bit perturbed?
Well, we don't know.
A little bit irritated.
But then everybody had their reasons. But then we have the picture.
And then we have the picture. And it's like, wow, dude. Like, and the fans that love you and that have went to bat for you, now they're sort of shrinking like, man, dude, give us some help here. We're trying to defend you.
That's the thing.
And I get it, people. That picture could have been taken weeks ago. But to put it out, which, you know, on AJ's hand, I don't blame him for what he wrote, you know, what he wrote saying bad timing. It was bad timing. But it was also bad timing of you to repost it
right.
And comment on it. It's becoming a monkey show. That's what it's becoming. It's becoming a circus.
And unintentionally, I think.
Exactly, unintentionally. And
but they're adding the fuel to the fire.
But that's not what the Titans want.
Tell me why he deleted it, though. Why is exactly. He deleting tweets? Why?
Because he knew it wasn't good. The optics was bad.
If you know it's not good later, then why are you doing it?
Because he's not listening to her.
So you don't have the filter. You don't have the filter until afterwards. You don't have it initially.
He's not listening to Herm Edwards.
Or is someone getting to him? Is someone going, hey, bro? Hey, like. Not a good idea.
You know what? I don't think anyone's getting to him. I really don't. I think the Titans are past that. They know AJ is going to tweet what he's going to tweet, and they just have to either deal with it or not deal with it. I think he tweets it and then realizes that, oh, I shouldn't have did that, and then retracts it. And when you retract it, it makes it even worse.
Yep. Because it sends a message. It does.
Young man, just – at least for a month, and listen, hell, you don't have to listen to me, because when I was playing Twitter, you know, my last, three or four years, that's when Twitter came out. So you really, you don't have to listen to me, but if you want to help yourself, then don't, if you're in that emotion, don't tweet it. Talk to somebody. I'm sure you got a lot of really close people next to you.
Derek,
people that you
we're
love.
We're a little past this speech, aren't we?
I know, but it's like, you know, just go to those people and tell those people, vent to them. Because, again, on one hand, you say, I don't care what the fans think, but on the other hand, you do.
Yeah, you do. All right, we'll come back. We'll continue. By the way, before we get out of here this hour, Chase caught up with Drew McIntyre from WWE. You'll hear that conversation. Brad will get to your phone call. On the other side, Chad from Chattanooga has waited in our text line from Driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. He says, AJ is trying to get himself traded faster than Darren is giving away copies of MLB The Show. I don't know. Do you guys agree that he's trying to get traded? We can also discuss that as well. You're listening to the DDC here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. But first, Willie, you have a word about Lee Company.
All right, let's talk Lee Company. 615-567-1000. Or go to LeeCompany.com. Remember, Lee Company is a proud sponsor of Nashville Predators hockey. Next chapter, Tampa Bay. It'll be the Lightning. Steven Stamkos just became the all-time leading scorer for Tampa Bay. They scored 8 last night against Toronto. So they will be ready to roll. Nashville will go down there and try to find a way to get a couple of points against the defending champs. Lee Company, proud sponsor of our radio coverage. And when you come to Smashville on Sunday, you'll see their display all around Bridgestone Arena as well. Lee Company can help you out with your air conditioning, your heating, your plumbing, your electric. They call it the home maintenance plan. Year-round coverage of all 4 of those systems. How do they do it? Every year, they'll make an annual appointment to come out and check that system to make sure it's running properly. And if you need repairs, you get discounts on the work if you're a member of the home maintenance plan. It's a great way to save money over the long term. It works for you. We've done it in our household for a long, long time now, 6-7 years, and you see the benefits of that because you're not going to get caught in the middle of the summer with your air conditioning on the fritz. If it does, they'll be ready for you, but you try to prevent that as best you can with the home maintenance plan. It's a good system. It's sound. It works. Lee Company, 615-567-1000 or go to leecompany.com.
Tomorrow, if you're looking for a place to hang and watch the Predators take on the Lightning down in Tampa, well, we've got a watch party at Headquarters Beer Cave. Well, drink specials, chance to win tickets. It's the Preds Bud Light Watch Party, Headquarters Beer Cave. That exact location is 114 2nd Avenue South, downtown. Remember, that puck drops at 6 o'clock. Pete Weber and Hal Gill will have your call from Amalie Arena. I'll have your pregame coverage starting at 5 o'clock here on these airwaves. Willie, you and your crew will have your coverage starting at 5:30.
Willie momentarily stepped away.
Okay. I always hate doing that because I never know what's ESPN Plus, what's TNT, you know. I mean, I feel like every time I do that and I just assume it's Bally Sports that Willie's like, TNT. So I'll wait for him to see. Let's go to Brad on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. He's been waiting patiently. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got two comments, A.J. Brown and Tannehill. A.J. Brown, I have a feeling we're not going to get to his number, and I wouldn't mind another first and a second for him to shore up our draft, which might go hand-in-hand with Tannehill, because that baffles me. He comes in the playoffs, subpar performance, and he's going to sit and fish during minicamp instead of being a leader. The highest-paid player on the team. And an extension, because I know we only have one year left of guaranteed money for him. I hope we do not extend him for another 2 years. There are other guys out there. It's clear that Tannehill's not going to be the guy to get us through the playoffs, I think. I would take my shot at Baker Mayfield before I sign Tannehill to an extension. It's kind of like the University of Georgia, and they let go of Mark Riff. They're 9-2, okay. Never going to beat Alabama, and they get Kirby Smart, and there they go. So I Tannehill baffles me. That's just unbelievable that he's sitting fishing while they're at minicamp. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Brad. I will
but
say
again,
this,
to be fair, Darren, before you start, be fair, that pitcher, he could have been fishing a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and for some reason they decided to post
on.
It
he
now.
Posted,
yeah,
on,
you're
man.
Right. I know.
That is a pretty far-reaching stretch of, hey, I did this 3 weeks ago, and I just got around to posting it now in my off season. Like we're supposed to give you the benefit of the doubt of that? Like, come on. Pretty far-fetching.
I'm just trying to help the Tannehill apologist out there. I'm just trying to help him.
Come on.
I'm not saying it's good help. I'm not saying it's good help, Darren.
Yeah, we take pictures on our vacation and post it 3 weeks later. Yeah, because that's what all of us do. I mean, come on. In the off season, most of us still put it up when we have to go back to our jobs. I mean, come on. I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt. Like, hey, that could be a couple of weeks ago. Like, no. I think what it tells me is, without a doubt, and I'm not surprised because he seems very much like this type. He's unplugged. Like you guys seem to like not agree with it. I think it tells me he just absolutely is. He's not living here. He's not paying a bit of attention to what's being said about him.
And that may be the way to cope with it. That might be the best way that he copes with it.
Maybe so, Willie. But it tells me.
But that's fine until you post
unplugged.
The picture. Then when you post the picture, then, you've just
you open that can of worms again.
That's right.
I guess, and if you're oblivious to it, that's fine too. But when he gets here, that's when he's going to have to face the music. Whenever he does speak again, which he will eventually, that's when all of this is going to be out there.
Yeah, I
guess. There are people on our text line saying, "Hey, I just tuned in. What happened?" Ryan Tannehill.
Hey, I just got here. What's going on?
Derek's words in his Titan blue shirt, which, you know, it is
Titan blue.
Titan blue. I don't think it has.
Now,
Titans
when was the
it.
Post? Do we have this time stamp on the post? I noticed.
Well, it just says 57 minutes ago, and I don't see the day on here. So this was Instagram.
The first thing I saw on there, it says liked by Lauren Tannehill and 2,181 others.
His wife supposed to like it, I guess. Well, you know, his wife supposed to like it. She could have been on the boat with him. I don't know.
She might have taken the picture.
Exactly.
I don't know.
She may have been the first like. I mean, that's just going out on a limb. But A.J. Brown, in response to that, says, LOL, that was bad timing.
Now, it says paid partnership. What does that mean, Elijah?
That means it is an advertisement. That means him and Celsius, they have a deal in place to automatically schedule these tweets or Instagram posts. Because if you look in the Twitter picture, the Celsius can is conveniently facing the camera.
Yes.
And he also tags Celsius in it. Okay. So usually when I go on vacations, I don't tag the corporate the corporate entities that are in my pictures unless they pay me to do so. Uh-huh. It's very bad timing on their part in terms of when they released.
So he might have gotten steamrolled by his paid partnership here,
yes,
and he had no control over it.
Because a lot of them schedule these tweets in the middle of the day when they know there's going to be, if there's like a certain amount of people that are going to be looking at it. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think they thought this through. I don't think anyone in this situation thought this through.
But this was not Ryan Tannehill necessarily posting the picture.
Again, correct. Celsius, not in this market, not paying attention. You know,
right.
Again, these are two entities
but the
that
post,
seem like they don't
the
have any clue what's
being said.
The post
says, R. Tannehill 17. So that's all anybody's going to see. Is that they're going to see that it was
from
his.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not from
that's
Celsius. Him. It's from his.
No. But it's two entities.
I mean, for all we know, this could have been last year that this happened, this picture.
I doubt if it was last year.
They sat on that for a year. Then they have quite the library to dig into.
Again, exactly. We are stretch. I mean, this is a far stretch. This is Sam Bowie, Manute Bol. I mean, this is George Mirasan stretching.
Eaton.
I mean, Mark Eaton. I mean, come on. This is like a huge stretch.
Bobo.
With the coasters.
Exactly.
Boban Marjanovic.
I mean, it's far.
I mean, let's not act like this was. Hey, this was probably pre-COVID. Like, let's stop, okay? This is.
See, he don't have on a mask.
That's not in compliance.
He's still playing for the Dolphins.
That's dolphin blue.
It was probably down in Florida, so maybe that was with the Dolphins. There you go.
Definitely wasn't in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Problem solved. This was an old post.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Helping Tannehill fans out, I guess.
But, of course, A.J. Brown, who's been in the business of deleting tweets these days, makes the tweet, and then, you know, shortly after that, I don't know the exact time stamp, takes it down. And it's like, what, man? One, when you tweet it, it's out there, okay? Mm-hmm. It's gonna, when you're famous, you're not getting it back. You're not pulling it back other than if you go look for it. Yes, technically you cannot find that tweet. If we were to go search for it right now, it's not there. But it's there, if you know what I mean. And it's – I don't know. Do you believe, by the way, when the – I know, Chad, it had the funny line of, you know, me giving away copies of the game – video game, but he said he's trying to get himself traded. Does anybody buy that?
You know, at this point, I don't know. Honestly, I really don't know. Because,
AJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sensing that.
It's in this new age of football, you just never know with these individuals, whether they're trying to get themselves traded, whether they're trying to get a new deal, whatever, or they just want attention. You never know which spot they're in. You can only assume in the situation that AJ's in that, you know, he's trying to get a new deal or he's trying to find another landing spot potentially. And what is occurring only leads you to believe that. You know, people got on me because how I read the tweet about Mariota. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which I happen to agree with you 100%.
Okay, but he didn't he made it so ambiguous that, yes, you can have the way you look at it, and I can have mine. Not to say that I'm wrong or right. And not to say that you're wrong or right, but don't just get on me and say, that is not what he meant. I know one. Well, how do you know? Because then he since deleted it. Do y'all see this pattern here, people? Y'all see this pattern, don't y'all? I've always said we got some of the smartest callers and texters here in the Mid-State area. And y'all don't see the trend that's going here? Y'all don't? Or y'all just don't want to see it? And if y'all don't want to see it, that's fine. Say you don't want to see it. Say you're walking around with blinders. Because as humans, we do that sometimes with things that we like. We neglect all of the other stuff around.
I guess that's the going question on. Is how many of Willie? How many tweets do you delete?
How many times do Willie tweet? That's what I don't know.
I mean, honestly, there have been
how many
some,
do you tweet?
Okay, most of the time,
Delete.
Most of the time, when I delete, there's a typo.
It's a typo. Exactly.
So that's happened.
But if you tweet out today, hey, make sure to tune in tonight for the game against Tampa, you're going to delete that because you goofed. It's tomorrow night, right? But the point is, like, you're not – Derek, how many
But let me answer the question, though. I have deleted tweets that I didn't like how they looked.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you've been on Twitter for over a decade, so
yeah. Oh, there have been a few where I just didn't like how it looked, and I just thought better. I was like, you know what? I don't want that out there, and if some people see it, I'll have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. In the last 10 years since I've retired, I can honestly say this. There have been times that I wanted to tweet something, and I looked at it, and I thought about it, and it just didn't feel good in my spirit, so I just didn't tweet it.
I've done the same thing. I've had it typed out.
I wanted to repost, and then something in me was like, don't know.
You can't do that.
You can't. And I didn't. So there hasn't been – I'm like, Willie, other than maybe a typo that I deleted it and then went back and same wording but corrected the spelling of something, I haven't – deleted a tweet, because my thing is, when I put it out there, I've read it enough, I thought about it enough, that's what I want it to be. And if you want to get upset with me, I'm here for the smoke, whatever. Darren,
have you ever? I've done it a few times. I have deleted a tweet that I didn't like.
On the other side, and I want the listeners to weigh into, how many tweets, if you're on Twitter, do you actually delete? How many of you deleted? We'll do that to finish up the second hour. We'll have Drew McIntyre. Chase caught up with Drew McIntyre. We'll have that a little bit later in the program. You just made the list coming up at noon. We'll come back, wrap up the second hour next. Westside sends in, not Wiley from Westside, just Westside sends in a text on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Been on Twitter since its inception. I've never deleted a tweet. Hashtag integrity. Byron says on our text line, along the lines of deleted tweets, my boss will type up a long, rude, hateful email and then not send it and then delete it. He just wants to get it out of his system. I wonder if his boss is wink, wink. That's Byron, right? Uh-huh. Like, that seemed to have a lot of details in it. My boss, wink, wink, likes to do this. John from Columbia. Darren and D-Mace made it like the way I'm a Titan fan, but I say I need to get rid of both of them, J-Rob and Ryan, if they can. Or AJ and Ryan, if they can. John from Columbia. Sorry, I was just reading that on the fly. Darren and D-Mace, I like the way I'm not a Titan fan, but I say
are you reading this yourself? You know we're on the air right now, Darren.
Well,
right? This isn't just like you're reading to yourself.
Well,
he's trying to make
really,
it make
sense. We need a radio voice.
I'm trying to clean it. Okay. Not clean it up. I'm trying to
FCC proof it.
Are you trying to delete their tweets? You're trying to delete their tweets. Their texts.
Come on, Darren.
Wouldn't it be great to delete other people's tweets?
Oh, man.
What if we just started doing the show? Matt, I don't like that. Jonathan Clumby, delete. I was not trying to delete his text. I was trying to make sense of it. That's all. It wasn't dirty. I wasn't trying to, for FCC purposes. I was just sifting through it. I was reading it for the first time. Corey on our text line says this: what if there's a team that has made it clear to AJ they will pay him whatever he wants, and that might be the reason to force a trade? It would also be tampering. What do you think of that?
If that is indeed true, ultimately, and I've said this before, AJ has to do what's best for AJ. And the Titans need to do what's best for the Tennessee Titans organization. I know they feel signing AJ is the best for their organization, which it is. But AJ may feel that it's best for me to go somewhere else to get the money that I want. And I'm going to say this. to be with a different quarterback, a quarterback that can get me, or an offense that I can be in that can get me the ball more, like Deebo Samuel, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, all these guys that are averaging close to 200 passes their way a season, and I'm not.
130 targets?
Yeah.
So this comes down to
he needs
maybe
more
the
like,
grass is greener.
Close, he needs more like 180 targets.
Actually, I was going to say probably more than 130. Yeah,
yeah.
You're right.
We hit this yesterday, D-Mace. This is the grass is the greener. Is the grass greener on the other side theory that is a natural thing, I think, for all humans, right? When you're sitting there going, okay, I kind of like my job. Job's good, but what if I had this job over here? You know, there's
and you see your buddies that you worked alongside with, they're getting other jobs and they're liking it.
I think they're sometimes
getting paid.
Yeah, so there's been movies, plenty of movies done on this kind of principle, right? Is the grass really greener on the other side, or should you appreciate what you have? It's a great dilemma of life.
But here's
sometimes.
The deal. The grass may be greener, but is it softer?
Okay, well, let's look at that. What is the team? Who is the team on the tampering front, right? It's not tampering, but through the media, who's made it known that they'll pay big for a number one wide receiver? Exactly.
Jets, Jets, Jets.
They've made it known to everybody from ESPN, the Fox Sports One, to the New York. They want a number one wide receiver. They've got all kinds of draft picks. They've got money. They'll do it. But is the grass greener? Your uniform will be green.
Yeah.
If you play for the Jets, you'll get paid, but will. But do you have all those things that you're saying? Like, wouldn't it be great if you could get paid the way you want to get paid, be on a team that'll throw you the ball 150 times, and you win a Super Bowl? Like, that's great.
Technically,
does that place really exist?
Technically, the grass is greener in New York because it's that turf, field turf, so it's always going to be green.
Is it grass?
It's greener.
It's really not grass.
It's really not grass, yeah. And what I mean by, you know, the grass may be greener, but it's not softer. Yeah, it may be greener, meaning, yeah, you may be getting more money, but is the situation set up for you to succeed as an individual and as a team there? The money is the green grass, but everything else makes it comfortable and you know, I can almost deal with everything else because the core foundation of why I'm going is the softness. This team is a playoff team. This team is set up to win. Great organization. Well, you can't say that about the New York Jets, can you? The grass may be greener money-wise, but, you know, they got a young quarterback. You know,
and it's the Jets. They're dysfunctional. The Jets. Let's get Tim in real quick. He's been waiting patiently.
Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, real quick. Not too much to say. I'm kind of don't like talking on the radio, but I just wanted to thank Derek. So my son went back in the, I think it was 99, the Mason Bishop camp or whatnot. And he is so nice, and I respect his opinion so much. So I'm really glad to listen to y'all.
Well,
that's
thank
all I
you.
Got.
Oh, well, thank you,
I appreciate
Tim.
It.
You did great.
You,
thank you.
All right. Yes, me and BB.
He didn't even have the butt. Yeah. Like, yeah, I loved your camp.
I know. I was
kind
of waiting for that butt.
Yeah, me and BB. Yeah, that was a good camp.
But I need you to lay off AJ. I thought it was somewhere.
Something was coming like that. Yeah.
No, I listen, you guys have known me for years. And we've worked together for years. I'm not going to sit here and bash a guy just to be bashing him. That's not what I'm going to, especially in the realm of professional football, the NFL, because I know how hard it is. I know what it takes to get there. I know what it takes to sustain it. I know what it takes and how it feels when teams don't want you anymore. I know all of that. So I'm not just going to get on here and rant and get on a player just because. That's not my MO. I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing it just so, you know, the next person can, oh, you hear what Derek said? No, I'm not doing that. I believe AJ should get his money. Absolutely. But I do believe that some of these antics needs to stop. Does that mean I dislike AJ? No, it doesn't. It just means that I've been in that league for a very long time, and I understand how it happens and what happens and how it operates.
And you've been with the Jets.
Exactly, and I've been with the Jets. You don't want to go there, okay?
And you left quick.
Exactly, you don't want to go there, okay? But so I'm not getting on here just to, you know, go at AJ. It's, you know, I understand it. And he just need to make the best decision for himself. And maybe, just maybe, sometimes getting on Twitter and doing certain things isn't the best decision for yourself.
But we will have the best decision to start hour number three. You just made the list time. That's next.